It's 1422 somewhere on the internet, and you're listening to The Fraudcast, the world's only 100% improvised public radio parody. A look at fake art, fake music, and fake people in the real world.
Good morning, I'm Bob Driehaus for AM Stories. Later in the broadcast, Bukkake, why it's not actually sushi. But first, headlines.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt died today at age 57. But first, headlines.
Adventurous sex partners choose racial slur as a safe word. But first, headlines.
Star Trek sex molestation? Nope.
But first, headlines. Dyslexia strikes PRO.
What's this thing go to? It's just a random plug. It's just hanging out.
Up next, a story about a soccer coach living with narcolepsy and Tourette syndrome.
Shoot! Shoot the fucking ball! What are you doing? Use your goddamn finger! Dick fuck cunt licker!
But first, headline.
And now, it's The Ether. The weekly look at what's being pulled from The Ether. Hello, I'm Rob Edwards, and this is The Ether. This is The Ether with Rob Edwards. I'm Rob Edwards, and this is The Ether.
I'm Rob Edwards, and this is The Ether. Joining us, we have American Poet Laureate, essayist, and poet, promoting his new book called New Book. It's Alistair Crenshaw. Alistair, welcome to The Ether.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Alistair, you have written over five books, most of them poetry. How do you get things to rhyme so well, The Ether?
I think of rhyming like a boomerang. You just throw it out there, and eventually it will come back to you.
Throwing it out, coming back to you. Mm-hmm. The ether. Do you find it difficult being a very wealthy person to write about something that you have no idea about?
Well, that's an interesting question, Rob.
It's the ether.
I wasn't always wealthy. Of course, I was a son of a milkman.
Yes, milkman.
And my mom was a quadriplegic. And
that's hard to find a job as a quadriplegic.
She basically did. She's a traffic cop, so.
And
I don't know. I didn't like my hometown so much. I wanted to get out. So I took about 4 or 5 tabs of LSD and took my old typewriter that my grandfather used in World War II. And
your grandfather was an author in World War II.
Mm-hmm, he was. Thank you.
My pleasure. The ether.
And just went out to the ravine, sat down on a log, and really, that's when I think I first discovered poetry.
It's Alistair, you played football in high school.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome. This is The Ether. And a horrible, horrible football injury struck you, and you were in a coma for 9 years. And this affected your writing style, The Ether, I'm imagining, for the better.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine it any other way. When you're in a 9-year coma, there's only it's a few experiences that you really walk away from it. It's like, why isn't Reagan president anymore? I mean, you walk out of that room and it's like the future, and so there I was, and my wife divorced me and my mistress left me, and both my parents died when I was in the coma, and I grew a beard because no one shaved me because I didn't have health insurance, so I kind of was in a very, I don't know.
This was rock bottom, Alistair? Was this rock bottom for you?
I would say about year 5 of my coma was rock bottom indeed. Mm-hmm. And I worked the next 4 years to work my way out of it. As you know, the first 10 poems I wrote after my coma won me a Pulitzer. So, you know, it was. I think it was worth it. It was worth it.
Tell us about your recordings with Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was about a 20-day coke binge, and what do I gotta say? I mean, those were some really erotic recordings.
Support for PRO comes from our listeners and a grant from
the Bauman Union Group, representing unions since 1923.
Jeffrey's Shoe Shack. Need a shoe? Just one? Come to Jeffrey's Shoe Shack.
And
do you like jazz? Of course you do. You're not a pussy. Stop on by the Classic Jazz Improvisation Morning Zoo. Every Tuesday is Blues Day. Classic Blue Note records all day long. Hey, how far you reckon that signpost is? 3 miles. Miles Davis songs. Back to back to back. Uh-oh, it's 4:20.
Whoop whoop.
Time for the coal train. A fucking love supreme. 15-minute Birdland jam sessions, 6 in a row. That kind of shit. All day long. You bet your ass it's jazz. You bet your jazz.
This is Alistair Crenshaw, the essayist, poet laureate, the American poet laureate, reading from his new book called The New Book, promoting his new book, entitled New Book. Alistair, I'd like to hear your interpretation, or your reading, which is included in your new book, entitled New Book, Welcome to the Jungle. Now, you rewrote some of the lyrics and made it your own. Would you read it for us on the ether?
Please. Okay. Na 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 zoom dun 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 bow 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 wow wow shake it down 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 dun 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 dun. Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and brains. You can have everything you need. Honey, we're not the same. We are the animals that you find somewhere when you need. If you've got the money, honey, then you must be a bee in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. We've got na 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 na.
Alistair Crenshaw, your new book is entitled New Book. Tell us, you vacation in Haiti on a consistent basis. You're known for that.
Yeah. Well, it's a kind of a game I'm playing with myself. I'm kind of trying to get AIDS.
Alistair Crenshaw is the author of the new book called New Book. He's the American Poet Laureate. Alistair, thank you for joining us on the ether.
Thank you.
PRO presents Duval on Duval.
Okay. I'm Robert Duval, actor, tango dancer, world traveler. I'm here with not kin, but a close friend of mine, Shelley Duval. Shelley, how are you?
Oh, Robert, it's a real joy to be here on the show. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Calm down. Just calm down. Shelly, you're hyperventilating. You're out of control.
I haven't done a radio interview in so long. I'm overwhelmed with joy to be here, Robert. Thank you. And I'm such a big fan of you. You have such great timing, and you're so tender. Like your film Tender Mercies, you tell me, you've got to share with me. How good of a dancer are you?
Okay, sure. I'm good.
You're great.
I'm great.
You're fabulous.
I'm the best dancer anybody's ever seen.
I don't know about that. You're good.
Now say it again. Say it to me, Shelly. Just say my name.
Robert Duvall.
See, Robert Duvall's the best dancer you've ever seen.
Well, you're not really the best dancer I've ever seen. You're certainly up there. Fred Astaire was very good in Gene Kelly. I gotta say, he was marvelous. Sid Charisse was a great dancer, too.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
Okay.
Say, what have you been up to lately? I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, I'm a grandmother now, and I have grandchildren, and I spend a lot of... in their special ways.
They think they can beat Robert Duvall at dancing?
Oh, Robert, I don't think so. They're only...
I will dance on their faces.
Robert, I just want to say that you're an excellent actor. You're the best of your generation. Okay. But for dancers, come on, be honest. Okay. You're 85 years old.
Okay, 86.
86?
I'm 86 years old, all right. Shelley.
You are.
Yes, I am.
Indeed.
Okay.
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 Oh, great.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Good. Okay. It's nice to be here.
Okay. Now, Shelley, we've had a long talk.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I wanted you to say, which is that Robert Duvall is the greatest dancer who ever lived. Just go ahead and say those words.
I'm not a negative
person. Say those words!
I can't lie.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. I respect that. You're going to go to heaven. You're going to go to heaven when you die.
It's a joy to be on your Duvall.
Shelley Duvall, God damn it, you haven't done anything since the damn movie where you and Jack Nicholson were all going crazy in the mountains. Now, just say I'm the best dancer, and I'll let you out of this room without breaking your knees. Now, go ahead and say it. Say it!
Robert Duvall is a great dancer.
Okay. Okay.
Are you happy? You scared me.
We're out of time here. We're out of time here on Duvall and Duvall, but it's been a real pleasure.
I don't know about that anymore.
Okay. Sure.
I'm right.
Sure. Fine.
I'm scared.
This has been the Fraudcast. Thanks for listening. Check us out on the worldwide interplace at www.fraudcast.wordpress.com. Or subscribe to us on iTunes. iTunes. It's the thing that you have on your computer. Everyone's got it. Love you lots, and see you next time.